That one will never get old. Sonny Vadera, MK asking. It is that time of the week where I bring you this week's special guest, and joining me live in studio is the lovely multimedia journalist from Iconic Media, Rebecca Lennon. Rebecca, thanks for taking the time.
Thanks for having me, Katie.
Not at all. Rebecca, I absolutely love, love, love the piece you did. Like, this isn't just about body positivity, is it? Like, everyone is talking about Bridgerton. And is this, am I right in saying where it kind of took off for you in writing this?
Absolutely. I mean, the third season in particular felt so different for me. And I think it's how Nicola Coughlan has, you know, come across on her screens. You know, she received a lot of hate for being a quote unquote bigger person. And she challenged that unapologetically. And she fell into herself. And it was so empowering to watch. And, you know, for me, you know, I touch on it in the piece. I have gained a bit of weight recently and people have no problem in commenting about it. And I just found seeing how she acted and how it came across on screen so empowering for someone like me who was going through that. And, you know, it's none of anyone's business to comment on that, and she said it herself. And yeah, it felt special to me, so I'm excited to binge watch it the rest of it tomorrow, and I'm really excited.
Oh my god, Rebecca, look, I have chills because I'm telling you, I can't even begin to express how proud I am to see a young woman come out and write the piece that you did, because it takes bravery to do that. It takes bravery to come on the radio and talk about that and even state, you know, I've put on weight recently. And we do live in a generation, and it's a really, really hard generation, where it is all about the outside. And I'm always saying it on the show that none of that actually matters. It matters what you have on the inside. It matters how you treat people. It matters about your kindness. And this piece is amazing. So if you have not read it, I would urge people to go and read it. So I want to ask, though, around, you know, with the Bridgerton, you stated how you can get negativity. And that has been shown all over our media. She has got hate over, you know, oh my God, they're asking her to undress in scenes. Why would you want to see that? I've seen, quote unquote, people write that. But the positivity definitely outweighed the negativity on this one, hasn't it?
Absolutely. I mean, even yesterday, I've seen people say that bigger people like her don't deserve intimacy. And I think even a line like that is just so devastating to see, even in today's society. But it's her attitude towards those hate comments that have been so empowering. And even, you know, social media today, like Love Island at the moment, the girls are receiving so much hate at the moment for saying that they're 10 times their age, that they look really horrible, and you know, they're getting really, really negative comments. And it's like, when is that going to stop? Like, why are we commenting on people's bodies? Like, why aren't we? You're not going to be remembered for your stomach. You're going to be remembered if you're a good person or not. And that is it at the end of the day. So this just needs to stop, in my opinion.
Oh, it is, though. And it's the truth. And like Love Island, the girls on Love Island are all stunning. And it just goes to show that they're stunning, but they have, you know, that look of on themselves of, oh my God, I need to do this, or I'm starting to look so old. And it is the pressure that's put on women to look a certain way, dress a certain way. And you are so right, Rebecca, with the statement, when we leave this world, I always say it, when we leave this world, all we can leave behind is our memories and how we were as people on this earth, how we treated others, what you did in life. And, you know, I was so excited to do this piece because you see, there is some movies now that really show healing and, you know, body positivity. Even with the Barbie movie, I feel like there was such beautiful messages in that movie for the younger generation. And, you know, it just continues now with Bridgerton. So younger women deserve love no matter what shape, size, profession. As you just said there, the statement that was made that she doesn't deserve intimacy because of her weight. And that's shocking to me, that someone would actually come out and make that statement. You have a lot in this piece, and I have a lot covered. Talk to our listeners a little bit about what's in the piece. What should they expect when they read it?
I suppose just my take as a curvier girl reading and watching Bridgerton. I suppose it was so empowering to me. And, you know, I suppose what you can take from it is that confidence, no matter what shape or size you are, is sexy. And I suppose be who you want to be, and at the end of the day, what's inside matters, and you deserve love no matter what shape, size you are. Every single part of you deserves to be loved by yourself first and then by someone else, because that's so important. You have to love yourself first before you can accept anything else, and you will get that love, but you have to work on it inside first.
I love, love, love that you said that, because it is the truest statement ever. Until you learn to love yourself first, how do you know how someone else is supposed to love you? Like, I have a teenage daughter, and I always say it on the show, it's so hard to watch her go through the different stages in life and feel that she has to dress a certain way or tear herself apart when she gets certain outfits that she doesn't like. I watched her do an order of summer clothes and try them on, and she's like, I don't know about this one, I don't know about that one, instead of just being like, you know what, I picked this, I like this. I was on holidays with my best friend last week, and we sat for so long and talked about this, that imagine if all the women just like you and my best friend and me came out in force and absolutely covered the negativity of people talking about women's sizes. There's texts coming in here, you go girls, love that you're having this discussion. Another one in saying, well done Rebecca, it takes bravery to come on radio and chat about this topic. What kind of feedback have you got, Rebecca, from doing this piece?
Absolutely, so much positive feedback, and just like that, from women commenting, and even men just saying that it is empowering to see people talk about that. And I love how women in the comment section, when this was shared across all of our iconic media social sites, that, you know, they were saying about how they felt the same, how they've received negative comments in their bodies. And even some men reached out to me saying that it's the same for them. They have lost weight and people comment on their body. So it doesn't matter if you're a man or a woman, people's weight is none of your business. And that's literally the simple answer. It's been overwhelming, the positivity I've received, definitely. And I suppose that's a good thing, you know. I never expected the positivity, you know. I didn't put the piece out there to receive all of that back. I was simply just doing my job, and I'm very lucky that my job allows me to be creative and that I love what I do, and to have a platform to share something like that and how it made me feel, and hopefully that other people resonated, and I'm just glad they did.
And it did, for sure. It got such amazing feedback. I know you were really nervous with it going out, but it was so brave of you to do. And you're so right, people lose weight and it's like, oh my god, you've lost too much weight, you look daunted, oh my god, you look drawn. Like, I had so much weight on me when I was younger, and I went on the weight loss journey and lost weight. And then there was the mixture of, oh, you look really older, you look drawn, you look tired. Mm-hmm. And it's so, you know, you're kind of trying to build that self-love inside yourself. And you're like, when is it enough? Mm-hmm. You know, when is people going to stop commenting on my body? Okay, I have to take a quick break. Rebecca, when we get back, we're going to continue this conversation. But for now, it is Post Malone's latest. Absolutely love this one. It is I Had Some Help. You're on Spin Now with me, Katie. All thanks to Griffith College. Still joining me live in studio is multimedia journalist from Iconic Media, Rebecca Lenihan. We're chatting about a piece she wrote around body positivity. This goes so much deeper, though, than just body positivity. Am I right, Rebecca? Like, you know, it's how the negative affects our mental health, how it makes us operate on the daily as a person. Like, do you feel that, you know, the negativity would affect your mental health around body positivity?
Absolutely. And I look back now and I think, what if my younger self read the piece that I wrote, you know, this time? And I think when I look back, and when you ask that question, when I was at my quote unquote skinniest, I was probably the unhappiest. And right now, I think it is how shows are adapting and social media, even though it is negative, there are some positive sides to it, and you can change your algorithm to be positive. But, you know, change the narrative in your mind. You know, when I started to gain weight, I started to get stretch marks for the first time. And I remember when I was younger, that was my biggest fear. And now I look in the mirror and I'm like, well, they're a part of me now. They represent a journey. So why would I hate them? And it's changing the language. It's when I was younger, the size of clothes is in your head. And if you go up a different size, you're like, oh my God, this is the end of the world. And now you realize every shop is different. A 12 in one shop is not the same as a 12 in a different shop. And so what? Just be comfortable. Get the bigger jean size. Like, who actually cares? Like, just change the narrative in your mind and talk a bit more positive yourself. Even every day, if you eat a chocolate bar, so what? You got to enjoy that, you know what I mean? Don't deprive yourself of a chocolate bar just because, oh, I'm going to eat an apple because it's better. If you want it, eat it. Especially as women, we crave things at different times. Eat it.
I love that. Oh, girl, I have Smarties in my bag for my breakfast. I'm not lying. Mel is laughing because she sees me every Saturday come in. I love that because I do feel like it can really affect your mental health. And, you know, as you said, changing it up to being positive. The stretch marks, my whole stomach is literally, I call them the tiger marks. So I am covered in stretch marks and I love them now. And I did not before. I was like you, I was covering them up. I went on holiday and last week and I wore a two piece. And I you know what? I was so proud of myself because I was like, I actually don't care. No one knows me. And my best friend is a life coach and it's so beneficial, by the way. And she said to me, like, how you look at it is when you sit down and you see a girl walking past you and she's covered in stretch marks, she's bigger, smaller. Would you look at her and be like, oh, she shouldn't be in a bikini? And I was like, Jesus, no, never. And she goes, well, then look at it that way with you. No one is. No, well, majority, because we know there's a percentage, but most are not looking at it that way. And I love that you spoke around social media, because that was my next question. Like, social media can be so positive, but it can also be so damning, I feel, because I always say it, we share our best, you know, best experiences, best parts on social media. And there is people out there that share, you know, their worst times. I brought out a documentary that was so intimate and personal. I've done pieces. But most of the time, social media is all people's best bits. And then young girls are going on, they're looking, they're comparing, and they are then, you know, affecting their own mental health by thinking, oh my God, I don't look like them, or I'm not going out today. And it does have a hand to play, you know, the negative side of social media. Would you agree?
Oh, absolutely. But just try to change your algorithm a little bit.
I love that.
You know, you can do that. It learns and it adapts to what you like and what you don't like. And I suppose, say that you don't like those people who filter all those pictures and don't like their pictures, and then like pictures of girls who show their stretch marks, of men who talk about their mental health, because, you know, that's what social media should be. It should be a safe space, and oftentimes it isn't. But let's try to work hard to create that safe space.
I love it. Okay, Rebecca, I want to quickly, before we jump off, chat about, you did a follow-up piece, am I right, and say an opinion piece?
Yes, yeah.
Tell me a little bit about that one.
So the title, the headline of the opinion piece is, Are period dramas too raunchy? It was a question that was posed to me and I said, no, Bridgerton is the porn that women need, because women, unlike men, aren't visual, they're emotional. It's why audiobooks and, you know, novels in itself are a hit with the ladies. And Bridgerton represents how women are taking their sexuality into their hands and how they deserve to win. And often, even with Barbie and things like now Bridgerton, it is so, so important to realise that intimacy as a woman and sexuality as a woman is so important, no matter what size you are. And to see Nicola Coughlan, she did was asked at the Dublin Bridgerton premiere last week how she feels about body representation and why it's so important. And she came out and said that she had perfect breasts and she hopes that everyone enjoys seeing them.
Oh,
and
I love it.
I'm looking forward to seeing them on Sunday when I watch Bridgerton, because she is so empowering. And no matter what size you are, as Nicola Coughlan says, no matter what you look like, you deserve intimacy, you deserve love, and you deserve to win, ladies.
I love it. I have chills and I have the aircon turned off. Rebecca, unfortunately, I'm out of time, but honestly, I cannot thank you enough for taking the time to come in studio and just be so honest. Like, I mean, so open, honest, brave. You're amazing. You're a queen. You are stunning inside and out. And thanks for taking the time.
Thank you so much, Katie. Thanks for having me.